We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We had learned the interesting Mishnah, Uknei Lecha Chaver. Yehoshua ben Prachya taught us, acquire for yourself a friend. And Rabbeinu Yonah discussed the different advantages of having a friend. And now he continues and says, Uma she'amar Uknei Lecha Chaver b'lashon Kniya, and the term that was used, acquire a friend, she'no imtzenu b'chinam, yikachenu b'kesef. If you can't find a friend for free, then you should acquire a friend, even though it costs money. And even if it means spending money, you should spend money to achieve a good friend. Sometimes you have situations where it seems funny. The person is a worthwhile person, but he's not interested in connecting to you. I don't know if you guys ever had that in life. I've had that in life. So he says, even if you have to spend money to get connected to the person, it's worthwhile. Or she can help with pious dvarim. What? Well, I never succeeded. I didn't. So he doesn't say. So let's finish his thought. And then we'll come back to this, because he doesn't say it, so we have to really piece it together from the context. What does he mean? Meaning, what he does not mean is that if the guy says, pay me $50 and I'll be your friend, that's what he does not mean. He means you should use your assets as a way of getting close to the person so that ultimately you'll end up being a good friend. Now, what?
Give him a dinner.
Could be. That could be a way to do it. Let's take a simple example. Let's say there's someone in shul who you want to connect to, and he doesn't have the time of day for you, and you call him up and say, "Look, my wife made a lot of extra food. We thought we'd have her parents over for Shabbos. Turns out they're not coming. What do you say you guys come over for the meal?" So it's going to cost you something. You're going to have to buy an extra chicken. You're going to have to prepare extra food. There's a certain investment, but then he'll come over and you'll talk and you'll get to know one another better. I'm saying there are ways of doing it which involve a certain financial cost, but they will allow you to get to know the person. Or you should buy him, so to speak, speaking nicely, softly, and sometimes it means not being so exacting with him and being willing to put up with what he says. Even when he says something that seems to be directly against you, you don't answer. Because if you don't do that, then you're not going to remain as friends. The love is going to go away. Shehadeot chalukim him. Because Hashem made us, we are different people. Now, this should really be highlighted and hung at the entrance to every house. Because he's telling us, you want to maintain a friendship, that means be quiet, even when the other side doesn't deserve it. So, you'll say, how far does this go? That's a good question, but in a marriage it goes very far. In a friendship, you should know part of being in a friendship is being willing to put up with someone who does things that are sometimes unfair to you and you disagree with them. So we live in a world where people say, he's taking advantage of you. I'm sure there are times that you took advantage of him. I'm sure there are times that I'm not talking about selfish people. I'm talking about decent people. Sometimes we do things where we don't realize we're taking advantage of the other person. Sometimes we're not mature enough to even appreciate what it means, what we've done to the other person. It's only after time that you suddenly realize that when you quoted his conversation in front of the boss, that ended up getting him fired and he didn't say a word to you. We very often don't even realize what we've done to the other person. We can have a relationship where years later it suddenly strikes you, wow, he put up with that? You'll see. You'll feel that way about your parents. When you have your own kids, yeah. Wait till you get some of your lines back in your face. Then you. What?
My dad's mom used to always say something like that. They have kids just like you. You should live long enough to have kids just like you.
So he says, you want a relationship, you have to be willing to swallow. When I was dating, so someone once told me, you want a relationship, you have to be willing to swallow frogs. That was the term he used. Livlot svadim in modern Hebrew. So hadeot chalukimim, different people are different, and it doesn't matter how similar and how good friends you are. Upamim yivakesh davar v'avokin afsho yomar rei ze lo echshar. And sometimes he's going to want something, and his friend is going to say, no, bad idea. I remember I once took a trip with a friend to Boston. We traveled hours each way, and then we had a choice between which tour to take. And he wanted a tour that would describe the covers of the sewers. And I was thinking, you could go look at the covers of the sewers in New York. You came to Boston to see the sewer covers? So they had a whole tour explaining the different types of sewer covers. where the water goes down the street. So he thought that was very interesting. And I wasn't prepared for that one. Sometimes you're there, different people want different things. Like, I don't remember what we did then. I don't remember.
Is he still available?
So I don't remember what we did, but it just struck me we were really good friends. We had learned Chavrusa all year, and now we decided to go on this trip together, and suddenly you see, wow, we could be really different. Sure, there were alternate tours. I mean, Plan B, Boston, there's a lot to tour. Okay, whatever. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. De'ot chalukim him. And sometimes you're going to want something, and your friend is going to say, no way. You have to know that if you're going to be insistent, you're going to go your way, eventually that's what breaks up a friendship. So friendship is about giving in. And that's what King Solomon said. This is the idea of knei lecha chaver. You want friendship, you have to be willing to invest in it. Investing in it means, I'm not going to do what I want. That's what King Solomon said. One who's willing to cover up when someone else was brazenly wrong to them, that's someone who seeks love. V'shoneh b'davar mafrid aluf. Ritzono lomar. Hamchasek sheifsha chavero. What Shlomo HaMelech is saying is when your friend does something brazen against you and you're willing to cover it, mevakesh ahava, obviously you're seeking love, you're interested in the relationship. If you're willing to put up with things that are really wrong, so then you're going to be able to maintain a relationship, because we all do things that are really wrong. We only notice it when the other one's doing it. But we do it too. V'shoneh b'davar, but someone who repeats something. What does that mean? Im chavero omer k'negdo v'chozer otov omer ruma amar ploni. His friend tells him something and he goes and says, look at what he said. Ma medaber alai. What's he saying about me? Mafrid aluf. That's what's going to separate al kopani mafrid alufo mimenu utzno lomar oavo. He's going to cause his friend to separate from him. And using his line of reasoning, we could even just say slightly different than he said. Shoneh b'davar, one who repeats something, he just repeats the same line his friend said to him. I'll give you a small example. Friend says, you know you have bad breath. You know you have bad breath. Where's this conversation going? Shoneh b'davar, he just repeated the same thing he said to him. Shoneh b'davar. He didn't let go. So he said something, he could have said it nicer, he was a little inconsiderate. That's why, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's why it's called to buy a friend. Because we all have our moments where we're not kind, we're not the best friend in the world, and in order for the friendship to be retained, you have to be willing to forgo those.